3. The Cross in its first century setting. To understand any event in history, you must put it firmly into that history and not rest content with what later generations have said about it. That is certainly true of the crucifixion of Jesus, and unless we allow first century contexts and insights to surround the event, we can be sure we shall fail to grasp its original meaning. There are 3 very different contexts in which the crucifixion finds its meaning, or perhaps we should say its meanings, plural, since, as we shall see, these different contexts all provide quite different angles of vision, and within each one there are further variations. I shall be arguing later on that among Jesus's followers there quickly emerged a complex but coherent central core of meaning, but we cannot and must not short-circuit the discussion. Before we get to the heart of it, we must go the long way around. Historically speaking, the widest context of meaning is the Greco-Roman world of late antiquity, the world in which, according to Luke, a decree from Caesar Augustus sent Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, and the world in which Augustus's successor, Tiberius, sent Pontius Pilate to govern Judea. It was Roman soldiers who nailed Jesus to his cross. What did their world look like? How might it help us understand that crucifixion? The first and greatest Greek epic begins with the word wrath. Meninaide thea peladio Achilleos, the wrath-sing goddess of Peleus's son Achilles. The word menis, found here in the first line of Homer's Iliad, is frequent from Homer on, designating a wrath both human, as here, and divine. Sulky wrath, vengeful wrath, a wrath sometimes appeased by sacrifice, and sometimes merely overtaken, as in the case of Achilles, by a greater wrath over a different matter. The whole Iliad is about wrath. The revenge of the Greeks for Paris's snatching of Helen, and the multiple secondary revenges and feuds, both princely and petty, among both Greeks and Trojans, and also among the gods and goddesses who watch the whole show from Mount Olympus and regularly come down to interfere on this side or that. Lingering jealousy, ancient spite,